Welcome to the Midwest Scrubcast. I'm Emily Rastel, and I'll be your pilot for the party bus today.
Wait, it's not a party bus. Are we doing a normal intro?
What was that? Did we change it to...
I don't think we...
No, it's still a party bus. It's just that you all do different things.
We do different things. She does the same thing.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. Our bus is still
partying. She does what she always does.
Our bus is still a party?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Still party in the
it's
bus?
It's just no longer a space bus party.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's just a normal party bus.
There's no gunner seats. It's all crew.
In the very back seat of the bus...
You put me in the back seat.
With the most bumps.
No, yeah. Wow. That's what I was about to say. Wait for in the back seat of the bus so that the next time I floor it over one of those little bridges, you can get bounced until your head hits the ceiling. Uh-huh. Is Clint AC Face Houston.
I feel like that is where you would go.
Oh, well, hi. Hello. Well, then I feel like we have a small, tiny little Porter John in there. And
what?
It's a party bus.
It's a party bus. Okay, I mean, yeah. Like,
I'm thinking school bus. So, yeah.
I'm definitely not thinking a school bus. Yeah, I'm thinking more of a camper. Yeah, and I mean, you definitely.
I mean, we did name it a party bus, and no school buses.
And so that way,
well, I'm sure there's been retrofitted ones.
Yeah.
So that way, when Emily hits that big bump, mm-hmm. Dan, the Midwest scrub himself, will be covered in blue liquid.
And there's Matt Carey.
Yeah. It's because we don't let people poop on the party bus. It's a rule to not poop on the party bus like it is on most of those buses. You're not supposed to. But then why do you even have the thing? Yeah.
I've never been on a bus with a pooper.
That's a lie.
Is it?
Did you go down to...
never been on a Greyhound or anything like that?
Did you go down to Disneyland with us in Orlando for senior high...
I have no idea.
I believe you did.
Okay.
You've never been in an RV?
That's not a bus.
I mean, it basically is. An RV
as far
is a party
as I
bus.
Know, no.
But he was on a bus, a uh-huh. coach bus that yeah. went down mm-hmm. to Orlando, Florida for yeah. our senior trip. Uh-huh. And we went to Disney World, among other places, the beach uh-huh. and stuff.
Yeah.
What is an RV? What does the R stand for?
Recreational vehicle.
Okay.
Uh-huh. No, yeah. Which the R stands for recreational.
Vehicle.
No.
No, that's what the V is
It's
for.
A recreational vehicle. Vehicle.
No, the second V is silent.
Okay, so I've been on a bus before, apparently, maybe.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. With me.
With you. And me.
He did say your name earlier.
He introduced
me?
Yeah.
He said Matt Carey. There was no real introduction. He said Matt Carey.
I didn't know what to do with the blue slime.
Clean it off.
Ick.
The person driving this bus haphazardly.
This bus, apparently.
Haphazardly is Emily Rastel, the Terror Rastel.
Yes, it is me. Thank you.
Tis I.
Welcome to an episode.
Yeah.
This will be one of those.
It's like 91 or 2 or something like that.
Yeah, we're in the 90s.
We're in the 90s. Oh, yeah. Wow.
I think the last one might have been 90.
We're
or something.
In the 90s.
I don't remember. Yeah.
So, you got your day glow, you know. It's like... The beginning of the 90s, we're shaking off the 80s, you know?
Yeah.
There was a lot of bad fashion that had to just get that stuff off.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, so apologize. That is not how you say that word. Apologies for the gaps between episodes. You know,
I don't apologize.
We've completely lost track of
They know what this is.
We've lost track further than usual of our recording schedule, but, you know.
Yeah, but, you know, we thought we're definitely going to be gone next week.
Yeah.
So
yeah, and
we need to put one in now.
Yeah, and hopefully we get this released before we go to Adepticon, which is where we're going this week. So,
releasing it before that is a good idea.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I will make sure that will probably happen.
Yeah,
I will make sure that might happen.
Yeah, so if you know, just in case we have people that are for some reason our fans, they can say hi to us there if they're there as well.
If you're there, and if you can find us there in the
we'll
hall
be
of
wandering,
halls. We'll be wandering around.
I mean, I'm going to stop by X-Wing and say hi to the people that I know, you know?
That's about it, yeah.
Yeah, because none of us are playing. Mm-hmm. We are doing a Star Wars trivia night.
We are.
That's true. That is the plan.
We are.
I think that's the only thing, the only event we signed up for, right?
I think so, yeah.
I'm thinking, hoping that the BattleTech is like X-Wing pods are, where you can just go up and I'm like, here's $10. I'm going to...
You're going to pod?
I'm going to get in a pod, and because they had like, they were like BattleTech Academy, so you can learn the ins and outs, because... The people that I play with, they know a lot of the rules, but they don't know all the rules, you know, so like even some like the basic deployment stuff, they're like, I think we can deploy here. And it's like, that sounds cool.
It's reasonable, but I would like to know the actual rules.
Yeah. And unlike X-Wing, where there is a wealth of videos online. Like when I started, you know, when we you know, we all started in about 2018 or somewhere around there, 2017, 2018, something like that. There was just a wealth of videos that I could look up, and, you know, people had written articles about deployment and stuff like that. It's like, okay, cool. This is where you deploy and how you deploy. And whereas like BattleTech, there's BattleTech, and then there's BattleTech Alpha Strike, and then there's specifically BattleTech Alpha Strike 350, which is, you know, people trying to make a more tournament friendly Alpha Strike. So it's like there's subset of a subset of a subset, and it's like
try to find rules for that.
Yeah, trying to find the very specific rules. So
Yeah.
So maybe I can get one of those in while I'm there.
Yeah. This may be actually news since our last podcast episode that you're even bought into BattleTech.
I've bought into it. I got two sets. I got like the Alpha Strike core set, and then I've got Clan Invasion box. What's that?
Missed opportunity. Fancy hat, Matt Carey.
Oh, you do have a fancy hat.
Thank you for the fancy hat, by the way. You're off your game.
I was thrown off by the blue slime. I don't know what to tell you.
I understand that you were picturing yourself, you know, in a tiny little enclosed, you know, bathroom room being sloshed around in with blue water slime. Uh-huh. Just picture that in your mind, Dan, which we all know that you can do.
I saw a Facebook reel, Instagram reel, whatever they're called.
Facebook short?
Yeah.
No.
I think it's YouTube shorts, Instagram reels, and TikToks.
Facebook is stories?
Stories.
I think.
Maybe.
Okay.
Yes.
There's too many social medias.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I saw this Vine the other day, but it was regarding the memory stuff where, like, it had the one dude playing three different guys. But he was like,
George?
No. But he's like, wait, so you see things in your head? Like, you know, and then the guy's like, yeah, I see things in your head, but you only have words in your head. That's all you have is just words, and whatever comes in your head, those words spill right out. It's like, and then the third guy walks in and he's like, I have both of those. And in fact, you know, it's like, I can. Whenever I envision something, I envision like the full 3D, blah, 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 blah. I was like, yep, that's brains are weird.
Uh-huh. Brains are weird.
Everything's
brains are weird.
Uh-huh. So anyway, BattleTech is what we were talking about before happened.
Yeah, brains are weird, you know?
So when I try envision in my head where I should start my mechs, I think I know where they're supposed to go, but I don't know if I have the right rules. But, I mean, this game I'm not going to get into like I was X-Wing. I can already see that this is just going to be a casual, like, this is a reason for me to go out on Thursday nights and hang out with the people that I used to hang out that used to play X-Wing. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
And, you know, there's still, like, four or five people playing X-Wing, and I go see them as well.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
Yeah, we do have a little crew that's still going, and, yep.
My big plan for Adepticon is to find an AMG employee and scream at them.
Okay.
You have fun with that. Make your...
Security!
You go make somebody's day, Dan.
But Clint brought Senjutsu to our open play night the other day.
Yeah.
Did Did you? You said you did it the other night as well when I wasn't there, right?
Yeah, yeah. I brought it out a couple. I brought it out a couple nights now.
Mm-hmm. He's done it the two nights I wasn't there.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, well, that, you're that's never the reason.
There. Which two nights, Dan? Yeah. Of the many that you are,
the two
there.
Nights that he brought it.
Yes, yes. Because Dan visits the local game nights anymore.
Yeah.
Anyway, I that's never another reason
the local it game happens.
Uh-huh. I mean, like I. We had the stuff at the church that I went to. Yeah, I never visited the local game nights, I don't think, like with any regularity.
Aside from at actual that. Game stores? Yeah, 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 that's true. Yeah, not yeah. a whole lot. Yeah. So, that's another reason to find Scrubs at Adepticon is if you want a demo of Senjutsu.
I will be doing some demos there as well. Mm-hmm. I've got a lot
unofficially.
Of
just,
unofficially,
you know,
yes.
Just we will have proof. It. We will have it with us.
I will set up an unofficial booth.
A little cardboard box.
Yeah. Yeah. Demo is 5 seconds.
I was like, a little lemon stand style.
I was going to say, I'm picturing the Lucy's psych.
Yes, that's exactly where I was going.
Psychiatric
yeah,
psychiatric booth.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, you were. From Peanuts.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So if any listener peoples are interested in that and also Adepticon and want to find me and want to demo a game,
mm-hmm.
do that.
Yeah.
Senjutsu has been really fun. Like, it's one of those things where, like, Clint got super into it because he was playtesting and all that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And like, I didn't get into it because I wasn't playtesting. And I didn't have the like the capacity to like super learn how to play a game that like we didn't even have a copy of yet.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure how much I was going to exactly like it or not like it. I mean, I'd played a few games with him on TTS or whatever, but like, but I'm finding that I really do enjoy the game in the sense that it hits some of those same, feels from X-Wing in some ways.
You have the hidden
information. Yeah. Yeah. There's hidden information, it's hidden information on each turn. You know, you choose your moves in, you know, hidden fashion.
Yeah.
And there's
you're vying
like,
for initiative. So if you ever are
sure,
same
yeah.
time, you can have mm-hmm. your opponent move after you. So you see where they are. And it's like that, that always just feels so X-Wing to me. And I'm like, yeah, uh-huh. you move first because obviously I want to see where you go.
Uh-huh. Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. And the concept of like it sort of being based in maneuvering and guessing what your opponent's going to do and like all that. Yeah. Like there's a lot of conceptual overlaps and, you know, it scratches a little bit of an itch, you know, in terms of like, this is probably the head to head or, you know, whatever competitive game that I've enjoyed most since X-Wing.
Okay.
Like not saying like, so I'm also kind of bad at it, or at least I feel bad at it compared to Clint, who's been, you know, who's known how to play, you know,
yeah.
in depth for like 2 years
and and like won the playtester tournament
yeah.
and
yeah,
stuff
yeah.
like that.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh. It's helpful to know all the cards and all the characters in and out. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like we'll sit yeah. down and I'm like, all right, Emily, wait, which character do you want to play? She's like, I don't know, because I don't know what the characters do.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I still don't know what their feel is or what their vibe is, because uh-huh. I'm like, oh, yeah, I know all the characters in and out. I'm just like, uh-huh. oh, well.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, yeah, of course you play that character in this color.
Uh-huh,
oh,
uh-huh.
that's right, you don't know that.
Right, right. Yeah. So it's going to take me some time, obviously, to get that feel for it or that level yeah. of familiarity. But yeah, I'm really enjoying it. Like I was worried that I would get a few games in and be like, eh, this is whatever. But like, honestly, I'm kind of enjoying it.
That's where I'm at, but
yeah, that's where Matt is at, sadly. But the, you know, this game doesn't suit Matt in various ways.
It maybe it will.
Hexes.
It's redded hexes.
Right out. I think we've explained the game at some point just a little bit, but
we did, yeah, in the previous episode. But
you know, like a collectible card game or a trading card, you know, mm-hmm. you draw a hand,
right.
And mm-hmm. the two games that I played, starting off, I've had not great hands. Like
yep.
one I only drew all offensive cards and one I drew only defensive cards. And it was just like both. It was like, I feel hamstrung. And so that's just the nature of the beast.
That is the randomness factor in the game.
Yes, instead of getting mad at dice, you get to get mad at which cards you drew.
Yeah, that's the difference.
So we didn't cover, but do they have like a mulligan?
A burn mechanic?
No, okay. there's no mulligan.
There was nothing that was ever put in place for that. No.
Yeah, uh-huh. So like I think like the new Star Wars card game that came out, that like you that mulligan apparently. Your entire hand.
Yes,
yeah.
It's an all or nothing.
I think you reshuffle it in and then draw back up.
Yeah.
And then some card games just have a single card mulligan, but mm-hmm. I mean, that would still be something. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it is... Mm-hmm. Just because of something like
there
that.
There are ways you can offset your hand, though, in that game. Like, and there are ways you can prepare your entire first opening hand if you want to.
Yeah.
And so you don't have to be a slave to whatever your opening draw is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, and also, it's deck building.
There's ways to go out of it. Yeah, there's a big deck building thing part of it, too.
Whereas we just let you deck build, which makes sense because you're the one that makes it.
I was saying to Emily, was like, part of the problem is y'all are only ever playing my decks because it's my game and I'm the one who builds them. And it was like, I don't build certain ways. Like you can build a character that deals out stuns instead of wounds.
Yeah.
And if you get enough stun cards in someone's hand, you win that way.
Yeah.
None of my characters are stun characters, not a single one. Cause I just don't really, it doesn't fit my style. So I never build that way. And I was like, I wonder if maybe one of y'all would have actually been into that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Whereas I'm not.
Mm-hmm. I'm not.
Right. I didn't think you would be.
No, Dan is all aggression all the time.
Yes, we've been. Well, some of us have been having fun. We've only played it as a group a couple times.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I enjoyed it.
But yes, I've. Well, I'm glad you've enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. We'll try to get it out more often. Mm-hmm. We'll play at Adepticon.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
At our tiny little booth.
Cardboard.
Uh-huh. Yes.
On our cardboard box.
Yes, yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. I finally got my Rainbow Six Siege Kickstarter
in. I'm excited about trying that one. When are we going
to
try that?
I would probably have to...
June.
It's going to be a while.
I'll probably at least have to take it out of the box.
Mm-hmm. And, for sure.
Before we play. Yeah.
I mean, probably. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is it still in like the shipping box?
Oh, yeah. Like I've cut it open. I've looked at the stuff.
Just to make sure it's even the right game.
But I've...
That's the game. That's the game. All right, cool.
I've been distracted lately playing a different game.
Uh-huh.
Not a board game.
Yeah.
Been playing...
The Vigi game.
We've been diving into hell.
Mm-hmm.
But not... Why didn't you guys invite me?
Well, you see, we tried to invite you.
No, you didn't invite me.
I sent you a thing.
You sent me a friend invite. You didn't invite me to the game.
Yeah, we...
In fact, that's part of the problem. So, talking about Helldivers 2, which has been plenty of fun for me.
It's fun.
It is the new hotness on the scene right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We shall play it for approximately a month.
Yeah, uh-huh. Just like everybody else.
Uh-huh. In the
world. We skipped Pow World, but we're joining in Helldivers.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Silly me, I was like, well, let's just hold off for like a week because I'm playing this other game, but I'll get into it eventually. And then apparently during that time, so I'm playing on my PlayStation 5. These three are playing on PC. Mm-hmm.
But we thought it would be fine because it's like, it supports crossplay. This will be fine.
And apparently that wasn't a problem until about a week ago.
When they released a patch that broke things.
They patched it and they broke some stuff. So
we've tried to friend Matt, but we cannot friend Matt. Then Matt's pretended like he can't friend us, and then pretended like he couldn't find games with us.
Yeah.
He just doesn't want to play with us.
We were able to...
Oh my gosh, we struggled for like an hour trying to get in matches together.
Yeah, we tried different things. Like, I even uninstalled and reinstalled.
We technically got it to work a couple of times.
So we were
not
able...
properly.
We couldn't, like... So you can see matchmaking lobbies on, like, a planet, and, like, you can see who's hosting that lobby. Well... These three would be hosting three different lobbies, and I would be hosting a lobby, and you can still like search while you're hosting, and I couldn't find any of them. They couldn't find – none of the three of them could find me, but we could see other lobbies and we could see, like, say, you know, there was Bubba Cat 24 or something like that. And, like, I would just read
Bubba Cat 24. That was one of the guys.
Was it?
I don't think so. I don't know. But I'd be there was a guy, I'm Your Daddy. That was
I'm Your Daddy was one of them.
But, like, so I would read off the names. I'd be like Bubba Cat 24, and then I'm Your Daddy. And then, as I was reading them off, or Emily would be reading them off, and we'd wait. And then somebody's like, oh, I have that one. And we'd both jump into that lobby, and then we would try. And we could play in that lobby together, but we couldn't.
There was always a stranger, that fourth stranger would inevitably be in that lobby.
And if that host ends the lobby, everyone gets kicked.
So
we couldn't steal somebody's lobby.
Yeah, so we couldn't be like, hey, bud, could you leave so our friend could come in? Because if they leave, that ends the lobby and we all get shot back out. So
it was just a really, it's really strange that we all can see people, you could see people, but we can't find each other.
Yeah.
Like we as console players could find other PC players.
You're not
players.
A console player. There.
Other way around. We as PC players could find PC other, players could find whatever. Other yes. console players.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. That whole thing. But we just can't
just
find
just for
Matt.
Some reason, Matt not visible. Yeah.
But like
50-50 Matt not found.
Yeah. Apparently it's a, there's a, you know, it's a known bug and they're working on it. So hopefully it'll be fixed soon because then we could play
it'd
together.
It'd be fun to play together because it is definitely more fun to play as
together.
A team together.
Yeah. And speaking of bugs, you shoot bugs.
Yeah. You do shoot bugs.
Yeah. This is Bug Squashers 2.0.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now with robots.
Yeah.
Now with robots.
Yeah.
It is interesting that apparently two different companies decided to create a game based on Starship Troopers at the same time.
Yeah. I mean, at least one of them did make Starship Troopers.
Well, yeah. One of them had the official license and one of them didn't. But, you know, still though, like, I find it interesting that happened at the same time.
Well, what I also think is interesting. So, like, Helldivers the first was, I think, an RTS. And it was a single player RTS. And then they were like, you know what?
Like top down RTS.
It's like, you know what we're going to do? We're going to change the format of our game. We're going to make it a squad based third person shooter where, you know.
You know that game, Deep Rock Galactic? Yeah, I really like that. Let's make that.
Except
it's going to be on planets.
Yeah, dropship troopers.
With bugs and robots instead of bugs and. Miners. Yeah, that's the difference.
Yeah.
So if anybody knows that game, it's a direct comparison.
I was interested at one point, but I think it got out of my realm of interest pretty quick.
Yeah, and it fell off mine too.
Yeah.
So somehow Helldivers does it better. So it's got to be a theme thing or something.
Yeah, I think the theme and then also really third person works well for me.
Yeah.
Like it really captures me more. I think they just did a really good job of making the game pretty and polished and like it feels.
Yeah, it's visually attractive. There are capes. Yeah, capes with sometimes dubious physics, but there are capes.
It's really windy when you're in the ship. Sometimes it's like someone needs to turn down the AC because your cape is like flapping like you're in the wind.
It needs to
while you're on the new starship.
Everybody's gotta know the capes are there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And also, a thing that I particularly like is you're not just playing the same map.
Yeah.
Over and over again. Like,
it's not the same mission again.
And it's
again
not the same
again.
Mission over and over again. That was what Starship Troopers, the video game,
that was
the problem. And of course, it was also, I mean, maybe they've done better now. It was in beta when we all were first playing it. But like in beta, especially, like it was very repetitive.
Yeah,
like,
I agree.
Every mission was basically exactly the same.
And it felt like it was probably all on the same map.
Yeah. It was. Yeah. No,
I didn't
was.
Know if there was like
they
a
have
between
expanded,
two.
Like, they have expanded to a few more maps. A few more like locations and a few more game modes, but it's still very much a beta game. And the last the last few times I've tried to play, it's so laggy. Like something has changed to where it's so laggy, like it doesn't even function on my system anymore. And it worked perfectly fine for me. I heard other people complaining about lagginess. From like, you know, when you get into all the firefights or there'd be a bunch of bugs. I never had that problem. Now I'm lagging from the start. And I was like, okay, well, this is no longer playable for me.
That's something I haven't encountered at all in Helldivers, weirdly enough. It's not lag.
Oh, I've had all kinds of lag.
I've had a crasher once or twice, but not lag.
Yeah, I've had lag. I've had crashing. And again, it's I think, originally or primarily a PlayStation game, maybe. Because I see references to PlayStation on the desktop version.
I think they made it on the PlayStation first, or it seems to be. I mean, all the buttons it tells us to push are all PlayStation buttons.
They're like direct.
So it does. So it doesn't literally tell you to push the PlayStation buttons, but it feels like a PlayStation. It feels a little bit to me like a PlayStation interface over a PC interface. I could be wrong, but the
interface is all very PlayStation-y. Uh-huh. I mean, rather than telling me to use WSAD for the up, down, left, right, it shows the arrow buttons.
Yeah.
And the arrows are the little tiny triangles that you see from PlayStation rather than them being like a little arrow.
It feels like something that was originally done on PlayStation and ported over to PC, is what it feels like.
Well,
at
some point they decided to do cross-platform, or whatever.
Anyway,
at some point they decided to.
But the having different biomes, like that. Mm-hmm. I've probably been on like 10 different planets, and like maybe two of them have been the same. Mm-hmm. But like I still haven't been on the I've not been on one of the Firestorm planets.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's annoying, but I also hear it looks beautiful. It looks cool.
And then all of a sudden the fire comes over top of you and you're like, oh my God, fire tornadoes! Run!
And then each planet has like its own biome. So there's plants that you'll step on and they'll have different effects. Some of them just slow you down. Some of them, you know, explode and hurt you.
Yeah.
Some of them create smoke screens because like they puff up a bunch of spores or something like that. It's really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thoroughly enjoying it.
It's good fun.
Yeah. Been having fun with it. Sadly, we can't play together, but we're playing together, but not together.
Yeah. We eventually just kind of, for a little bit, I played my own game while being in Discord with these three. So we played at the same time together. Yeah. But yeah.
Yeah.
It's a shame because it's hard for, like, these three play PC games together with each other all the time. And I continually pass. I'm like, Civilization 6. I've played Civ 2 back in the day. I'm not interested. And we finally are like, yay, let's play this game together, and can't.
Some bugs that are like, how about no? You can't play with your friends, but you can play with random people that you don't know.
Yeah, and you can play cross-platform with them, too. Just
not people that you know.
Yeah.
It's like, all I have is a bunch of pending friend requests, just as pending.
Uh-huh.
So that's
the new hotness.
Yeah, it is. It's only like $40, which it feels like a polished AAA game for $40.
I'm surprised.
There's glitches,
some microtransactions to make more money, but
I don't. It still
I'm surprised it's $40.
Yeah,
I'm
it surprised. Doesn't feel like I know. I never at the end of a match where you know like a post game lobby where it's like you know hit. This button to go to the microtransaction screen to buy stuff. It's like you could always go to it, but I don't feel like it's in your face.
No, they're not heavily pushing it.
So I think that's another point in its favor, and you can get everything, you know, through regular Guts and Glory blowing up bugs.
That's what I like about. Like I've always appreciated that in games.
Yeah,
the ability to unlock it through just playing the game and putting in the work. I understand that some people work a lot of hours and they just want to spend their money on the cosmetics in the game because it makes them happy, and that's fine. For me, I want to earn them damn cosmetics.
Yeah. Well, and like
that's just there's difference in...
there's difference. So like Ubisoft, whenever they do like Assassin's Creed,
Ubisoft,
or Ubi. No, Ubisoft.
Ubisoft, man.
But like in their most recent 3 Assassin's Creed games, mm-hmm. 4 Honor, and
For Dishonor?
No.
For Dishonor.
Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon. You know, okay. It's like, there's just tons and tons and tons of cosmetics that it's like, yeah, you can unlock some of them, but there's no way that you could earn everything.
Yeah.
Whereas in this game, it feels like if you play it regularly, you'll eventually earn everything.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the other games, like I remember when For Honor first came out and Ubisoft was like, hey, here's these cosmetics, and somebody did the math and they were like, if you do really well and you play the game about 40 hours a week, you should be able to unlock all the cosmetics in about 360 days, so if you're playing it like a full-time job, and and then also,
as long as those things don't actually give you any stat changes, yeah. Now that's where it's like
Ubisoft definitely does.
They do, yes. Yeah. They're the whole pay to win.
Yeah,
this gives you stat changes. Yeah. That's where I
Helldivers. No, thank you. Not only is it, I mean, there's the armor can give you minor buffs, but it's also it's less pay to win because
it's co-op,
and then all the armor stuff you can get from,
if you want to pay to be better, that's fine, you're just helping me too.
Also it's like the armor buffs aren't exclusive to the ones that you can purchase through microtransactions and stuff like that. So
Helldivers
for democracy.
Yes,
all those other
catchphrases
that they like to say in the game.
Yeah, they definitely so Starship Troopers is in my opinion, a poor satire on fascism, whereas Helldivers 2 is turn that up to 11, and it's like, yes, this is very glaringly a satire on fascism, and it's like, this is very well, I think it's actually does what Starship Troopers, the movie, did not do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In being like,
they missed some of that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's where you can clearly see that there's cracks on this very well put together propaganda. And you're like, you're not supposed to look behind the curtain, and any peeking is like, I think one of the things that, like one of the loading screens as you're dropping says is like, don't look at any drop trooper that's like interested in alien artifacts as a traitor. Just like, okay, yeah.
Yeah. It's really funny.
So I think they do a really good job. And like,
I have been somewhat interested in alien artifacts, I will confess.
Yeah.
I've had to point my shotgun at Dan a couple times and, ask him if he's thinking about treason over there. As he's, looking at something or reading a manifest. I'm like, are you thinking about treason over there?
Uh-huh. The answer is yes.
Oh, well. All right.
Oh.
Helldivers.
Also, since we last been on, I think we played Fast and Furious, the board game, right?
We did.
Yeah.
It was fun.
How much did that cost?
I have no idea.
I feel like that was like a $30 game.
I was
going
to say, I feel like it was a 28 or something like that. Yeah. I looked it up and I was like, holy crap, that's cheap compared to board games. Yeah,
Fast and Furious, the board game. Is a gem, fun. Actually.
Uh-huh. It's legit fun.
Like, and we are people that I've not even seen all the movies. I've seen like some of them. Dan actually did watch all the movies. I know that.
I did.
Because he went on a rampage of watching all of them.
I was like, screw it. I'm watching Fast and Furious. I'm doing it.
Let's go.
I have yet to see any of the movies.
I think
none
you
of
haven't
them.
Seen all of any of them?
None.
Oh,
zero.
Man. Okay. We got to get you sick.
I think I saw
it is $13 right now on Prime.
$13. That's
Wow. Fast and the Furious, the board game.
I recommend actually kind of buying it for $13.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. But yeah, like I've only seen up to Fast 7, which I think is basically what is covered in this.
Maybe. Yeah. I mean, it's the game very, very well covers the like silly chaos from the movies of like
it
the
does.
A couple cars
just obscenely
are
ridiculous
fighting a tank. You hit something, you go flying.
Yeah.
Like
the,
your
cartoon
person
physics.
Goes
the cartoon physics of of Fast and Furious is very much here.
Yes, and they do a good job at it.
And this is a co-op game, by the way.
Yeah.
Just so people are clear. Like yeah, games. And we do enjoy co-op games. I don't know if everybody does,
people,
but yeah,
so, mm-hmm. yeah that yeah. works out for us.
Yeah, it does.
But yeah, you can like the one that we played was the trying to take down a tank.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. and like you.
So
can
we didn't play.
We did it.
Yeah.
Right?
Or did we won. Failed. Did we fail?
I thought we failed.
I thought we
oh,
won.
Oh, no, it was really close. It was.
That was really close.
It came down to the last turn. I know that much.
I think we failed, actually.
Yeah.
We may have failed. I don't remember.
I seem to remember there being something about, like, oh, if we draw this certain thing, then it'll work. But if we don't draw this certain thing, then it won't.
I'm just going to go ahead and say that we won. Because we had fun.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, no, we definitely had fun. Winning. There was chaos. It was chaos to be had. Uh-huh.
Whether or not we completed the mission, I do not know, but we won.
Yes, I mean, the game is chaos fun to the point where it's like, here's your, you know, your player, person, and your car. Oh, and by the way, you can immediately wreck your car and go flying from it and then start jumping around on top of other cars with your little person and then steal someone else's car eventually.
Like,
okay, this game is chaos.
Yeah, you're jumping from on top of the tank back onto a car and then, you know.
And stealing that car and then crashing that car into another car and flying out of that car.
Yeah, because I think what ended up screwing us up in the end was, like, we had plans. Like, the tank had 2 health left and we were like, okay, I'll crash this car into it and somebody else will crash this car into it.
Yeah.
And it moved.
Yeah, that's right.
It moved and we crashed ourselves.
Yeah. So it was like... Yeah, it was like we drew the next card, and it was like the tank moves this way, and it was like, well, that's not gonna be good.
Which, like, it's a goofy, silly game, but at the same time, like, to me, it's a hallmark of a good game of that we lost, and it was hilarious and fun that we lost.
Mm-hmm. That's always good.
Yeah.
But they're like, so you can do the tank takedown, and then you can rob a semi.
Some rob semi thing.
And then the other one is take out a helicopter.
Oh, yeah.
Which you have to crash cars and then ramp off of crash cars to hit the helicopter.
I'm interested in that one.
Yeah. Yep. It is Fast and the Furious physics. So, definitely recommend that.
I'm just waiting for the space expansion.
Yeah.
Right.
Ramp into space. Yeah, so
that was a silly, very. I mean, all of them are silly, but good lord, movie.
I haven't got that far.
I did not get there.
You're struggling over there, Dan.
Yeah,
I got to when Jason Statham showed up, and got beaten, and I was just like, all right, this is getting too silly for me. Because it at least started somewhere grounded in reality.
It did.
It did start vaguely.
It was
grounded.
Around when Paul Walker died that it, like, really went off the rails.
Yeah, so Fast 5 is when they were, like, robbing... They were stealing that bank vault and dragging it around.
Yeah.
That's like, they were still in the realm of plausible, but still you're suspending a lot of disbelief.
Uh-huh.
But you're still like, okay, this is in the realm of possibility. And then you get the 6, which is the one where Paul died, I believe. And it's just like, what's going on here? Uh-huh.
Obviously, we know who was saying the whole time, guys. Now, wait a minute. Oh, hold on, guys. Do we really think that we should? I mean, come on, guys.
Right.
And then you take that away, and all of a sudden,
we're in space.
I'm not certain that Paul Walker was the one that
I'm saying, like, it correlates.
Evidence says.
Yeah. Look, whatever.
Yeah.
Dan, could you please just say family for us? No. Come on. That deep, deep voice you have, just say it. Just
oh, family? Oh,
come on. Come on, Dan.
Oh, you mean family?
Oh, man.
Yeah. You have a nice deep voice, and every time I try to get you to use it, you're like, no, I'm shy.
I can't do that.
Of course. Family.
So I can't do it.
Yeah, so you just did it.
No, but it's not the same. But it's not the same. You don't understand.
I don't. You're right.
Oh, jeez.
FitWest is next month.
Oh, it is.
Oh, yeah.
And we're coming up on it really quick.
We are coming up on it really quick.
Yeah, it's almost time. Anybody have any injuries right now? You know, elbows, knees, ankles,
knees still kind of. I can't run. I can't run.
Okay, well, but, no running, still, but
I'm doing things. So.
We're doing things this time. We're not all crapping out. You good? Ankles okay?
Yeah, no, I haven't broken an ankle.
All right.
Or I haven't broken a metatarsal.
Right. Yeah. Metatarsal. Yeah.
So
my wrist is okay. So we're good.
Okay.
Yeah. Emily, do you have any?
Have you ever had anything?
I have never broken a bone.
You're not broken?
I don't know that I've broken.
I'm not broken bones, but like you know.
I don't have any.
I mean, Dan's knee's not broken.
It's kind of broken.
I mean, it's broken, but not broken. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. It's broken, but not broken.
I have never really had any acute injuries like that. You know, no sprains, no bone breaks, no nothing like that. I mean, and part of it is just, I guess, living a peaceful sedentary life. Yeah. I mean, like I wasn't sedentary as a kid, but like in my adulthood, definitely, you know, a lot of being sedentary, but not that much though. Like, I don't know. I've never broken a bone or sprained anything to my recollection. I have chronic issues with my neck of just completely unknown origin. That's really my only thing is like it may have to do with my jaw issues. Probably. It probably is at least something to do with the chronic jaw issues that I also have.
Do you have TMJ?
I have TMJ, yes. I have.
That stands for too much jaw?
It does.
I honestly don't know what it
stands for. It actually stands for tendomandibular joint disorder.
There's supposed to be a D there. TMJD.
Tendo. Tendomandibular joint disorder.
Tendomandibular.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, TMJD is the official
acronym.
Nobody
says TMJD.
They don't.
Say
TMJ.
Would
have gotten it if there was a D on
it. Obviously.
Yeah, you wouldn't know.
It's very apparent once the D is put on the end.
Uh-huh.
But
yeah.
Hey, as long as that TMJ doesn't prevent you from putting up your minutes, you know.
No, broadly speaking, it does not tend to affect, you know, exercise directly. Like, I mean, there have been times occasionally where my, you know, not my jaw specifically, but if my jaw is affecting my neck or there was also the one time that like I twinged my neck and I've never really completely recovered from this. I twinged my neck like in my sleep one time.
Yeah.
And
that's
just
how
like
you're supposed to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. Just I woke up one morning and my neck was just like, hell no.
Yeah.
And like,
and we're broke now.
Yeah. And it will still flare up. Like, it's not constant, but like that same spot that I twinged in my sleep, you know,
neck
2 years ago.
Neck problems are supposed to happen while you're sleeping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Mine were happening because of, so I realized what was happening during my sleep was during my sleep, I slowly inched towards the headboard. Mm-hmm. So.
Crick neck.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So as I go farther, my neck has to bend. So what I ended up doing is I just start sleeping about 6 inches farther down.
Yeah, there you go.
So as I slowly work my way up, I never, you know, get to the point where I'm crooking my neck.
So so speaking of sleeping things, I discovered the other day that apparently Bed Bath & Beyond is closed.
Yes. Well, kind of. It was.
Did you try going to go there to take a nap or something?
It was bought.
I need a new pillow.
It was bought.
And it's closed. And I don't know now where to get feather pillows.
Feather pillows specifically. Yeah.
I think I bought down pillows from Target. So
Target,
yeah,
Target.
Yeah, I have one, and I bought it on the internet, so I don't know about that.
I don't want to buy on the internet because, some of them are good. Some of them,
sure,
are not
you want to be able to try it.
Yeah,
you try, poke it ahead of time. Yeah,
store before I buy.
Yeah,
it's
kind of
like buying hats online. You don't know what size.
I don't really know what's going to happen there.
So Bed Bath & Beyond does exist,
okay,
but they were bought out by somebody when they went out of business. Actually, I think what happened was somebody just bought their name after they went out of business.
Yeah, like maybe it's purely an online store now?
It might be.
I think the physical locations, at least around here, are closed.
Okay.
Yeah, Bed Bath & Beyond bought by some.
So anyways,
Overstock.
Where do we buy pillows now? Uh-huh. Where do we buy pillows?
Apparently Matt has seen them at Target. I mean, I've seen like, you know, normal polyfill ones at Walmart and stuff,
no,
but like I'm sure they don't have. No, no, I know. I'm sure they don't have feather pillows there.
I need to buy some new pillows as well. Like, I wash them, but they're slow. You know, They've gotten to the point where it's like, even when washing them, they're like, they're still not white anymore. Uh-huh. They're off color.
Uh-huh. Yeah, for sure. So, mm-hmm. That do happen.
You collect
your head be off color.
The matte skin and just hang on to it for some reason.
Dear life.
Yeah.
Just hang on to it for dear life.
It's so wonderful.
Yeah.
I mean, so
if
is
I
that
had your skin? I would hang on.
Is that what we're getting for the FitWest winners?
There's pillows,
pillowcases.
It's time to take a rest, guys. It's time for you to take a rest. I mean, you've been working hard.
We can do pillowcases.
FitWest pillowcases.
I wonder if they make can you put a logo on a pillowcase?
I'm sure. Oh, yeah. I'm sure you can put a logo on a pillowcase. Surely.
Yeah.
Surely that's a thing.
I
right?
mean, yeah. It'd be a weird.
It'd be a weird pillowcase to have.
Let's actually get it embroidered on there, so uh-huh. whenever right. they roll over, it scratches their face. Uh-huh. But
yeah, we can super get customized.
I mean, we definitely could. I don't know if we should. Yeah. I feel like there's other clothing items that we can explore first.
Ooh, we could get a picture of us and put it on a pillow. Send it to people. I love it. I love it. Look at this. There's options. See,
oh, there's
nice
options.
Family.
Yeah.
That. That's what you want on your pillow.
Yeah. Our faces.
Should we leave the line that says add your text here?
Yes, for sure. So what do we got? We've done have we done knee-high socks yet?
We have not done socks.
We have not done
gaiters,
socks.
We've done shirts, we've done booty shorts.
Mm-hmm.
Pullover
jackets. Yeah. Yep.
So socks is
so either socks, sweatbands, socks, sweatbands or socks is my bands, that's my suggestion, but you know
pillowcases, all these
pillowcases, yeah, whatever.
I think we've got a good lead on what we're going to be doing.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Gosh.
I mean,
narrowed
you
it
know,
down to three.
If
things.
You ever, if anybody listens to this podcast anymore, let us know what you want.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and also yeah.
I mean, that's
obviously
how we got booty shorts.
Right, that is where we wound up with booty shorts, and those were popular. So, yeah.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And of course, the you know the most dubious prize of it all is
you get to be a
guest on the podcast with us, uh-huh. And maybe even for like one of our higher up in the close to the 100 episode,
maybe.
Uh-huh. Getting there.
I mean,
there.
It will be closer to 100 than
it
this one.
Will be.
It has to be.
I just don't know if we'll be passing it.
No,
I don't
not
think
be.
So.
We will certainly not be.
I just, you know, don't know.
Yeah, we're gonna like hammer out like three next week and uh-huh. then three the next
yeah,
week.
Yeah, definitely. Just have plenty of them, you know, stored away for all the future.
You know, that would be an interesting way to go about it. Is we just oh well, we missed a couple weeks, so we're just gonna put out like five this week.
Yeah, those poor people.
I mean. They chose us.
They did. I don't know why.
I don't get it either.
I'm silly.
We are your elected representatives of scrubbery. On that note.
So FitWest.
So
FitWest, y'all get ready.
Yeah. FitWest in April, which will be the fix it in post. Number of X-wing number
X-wings?
of X-wings of FitWest's that we've
oh,
done.
Oh goodness, I have no
it
idea.
Is an amount.
Yeah,
I have not been really.
It's
counting.
The ninth.
Yeah,
FitWest's.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, we do two every year, so there's been a number of them we've done.
Yeah, there has been a number that we've done.
I'm gonna say this is number seven.
Sure,
this should be an even number. Right,
the number
because it's spring.
Then
we
this
would have
probably six,
yeah,
then.
We would have started in October, so yep. Yeah, could be six then maybe.
Wait,
yeah.
How many pieces of clothing have you said that we have?
I don't know that
okay,
we did
so
clothing
shirt,
every time.
Like,
yeah,
one of them maybe we didn't.
The very first one probably we didn't do
the Matt Bear.
No, we did
winner.
Shirts the first one.
You gave one to Matt Bear.
Yeah, Matt Bear has a shirt.
Okay, well then.
Okay, well I don't know then. Yeah, so maybe.
So there's shirts, there's booty shorts, there's gaiters,
there's a jacket.
Jackets. So this is.
Is this six?
Six. I think this is button. Got to be
this
six.
Would be six then.
Okay. Yeah. That makes sense.
So the sixth.
Sixth. The biannual
FitWest scrub.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Challenge. That's the words we used. FitWest mm-hmm. challenge.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, join us for that. Also.
I guess. I mean, we don't really need to give details, right? Like, people know what's going on.
No, people know what's going on.
Well, what if we have new listeners?
Oh, yeah. What if somehow
Matt,
we...
Matt, you're a crazy person.
Well, no, we can just generate new listeners out of thin air. This is what happens, mm-hmm. right? That's just how it works.
Magic.
But yeah, so I guess going over minor details, we record our minutes of things of physical activity that is not work. Yeah, outside of work. So, you know, and that just that could be walking. That's where I get the majority of my minutes. And honestly, if you want to get in the top, you just log anytime you go out for walking.
Either walk or be a crazy person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go for walks. And then if you hit a certain threshold, I think it's 900
for the first one, 1450, and then 2100.
Yeah, so you hit those numbers. For the first one, you get one entry. Second, two. Third, you get three. And you get entered into a essentially a raffle, a drawing to be on
a guest on the podcast.
A guest on the podcast. But also, if you beat Dan Peterson's minutes, it's not how we did it the last time because Dan was injured.
My knee was bad. Worse. My knee was worse.
But we'll probably discuss more the closer we get. Yeah. Somebody's playing with a lightsaber over there.
Clint just totally stabbed himself in the face with a lightsaber.
Just look straight into the eye of the beam, and that's really bright.
Yes, yeah. It is.
But yeah, if you beat Dan, you get a piece of apparel. And
yet to be determined. Yeah. Please vote.
Yeah, and then
don't hold us to anything.
It will get there eventually.
I mean, we did better this time around.
Yeah.
I say we, you.
Me. I did better than what I had previously.
Sure. Well, that's better than not having done better than you did previously.
Yeah, it's better than having done worse than previously, that's for sure. Like, there's no doubt about that.
Gotta say.
Other news is still the Midwest Scrubdown.
Here's the thing.
We don't
like,
know nothing.
The Midwest Scrubdown will happen at some point or in some location. The problem is we do not know what is going on with Minimart, and so we do not know at this point whether it will be at Minimart or whether it will be on the given date at Minimart because
currently the intended date is Miniature Market
On the last weekend of May,
they have shut down for
they shut down their main location for relocation.
But they haven't relocated yet. So
and it's been like 2 months. So
it was question mark. January question mark? They closed down
end of January. Yeah,
and it is currently March.
Mm-hmm.
And Emily did email the store manager the other day,
right? And I have not heard back yet. But like, yeah, maybe we'll get some sort of actionable answer from that as to if it's we'll totally be going by then sure we can move forward with that plan.
We should be open by April 2nd,
we'll figure something out.
If not, then we'll have to figure out whether there is a second smaller Minimart location that theoretically maybe we could do, although I think our player cap would be lower,
way lower.
Or we find somewhere else, or we postpone the date until the main mini mart gets back up and running. I don't know.
I really don't.
There
have
will be
a
options.
Big problem with that.
No, maybe postponing the date's not the end of the world, other than just like, you know,
we've
the traditionality
it, yeah,
of
we've
it.
Been doing
you know,
it in May
yeah,
for
like
a while now.
Uh huh.
At least 2 years.
At least that sounds right.
So, you know, maybe, you know, if they're like, we don't know about May, but, you know, let's reschedule for later in the summer. Maybe, I don't know. Like, I mean, that could be a thing, too. We'll just have to see what happens.
That would allow me to go camping. That'd be nice.
I think one of the original reasons that we did it in May was because you were going to have a summer that you were going to be camping. So we were like, well, let's get it in before you go
probably
camping. Uh-huh. So now we're doing it the opposite way.
Might do it later in the summer so that I can
go
camping.
Yeah.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Yeah.
I do like camping.
Mm-hmm.
I get that idea. It seems to be the truth.
I got a new canoe.
A canoe?
Uh-huh.
A new canoe?
Well, it's old.
A new to you canoe?
But it's new to me.
New to you canoe?
Mm-hmm.
New to you
canoe. Congratulations.
It is 46 years old.
That is an old canoe.
Yeah, it is.
That is an old new to you canoe.
Mm-hmm. It's, so they're, nobody's going to care.
Probably not. But continue.
Okay.
I mean, what do people care about from this podcast?
I don't know. That's fair.
Like, we have talked about so many obscure like topics with our guests and everything. Yep. Like, I mean, that's fair.
You're totally fine to nerd about canoes for a minute. Someone might care.
A material that somewhat cheaper canoes were made out of for quite a while, and it's kind of like the holy grail of like cheapish canoes. So these canoes were sold for like typically around $1,000, and were relatively light. So like I bought a canoe a couple years ago that is not made out of this material, and it is about the same size as this one and weighs like 95 pounds. So mm-hmm. it's a almost 17-foot canoe and weighs 95 pounds. These canoes of about that same size are in the 60-pound range. And the material is plastic, but like it's this weird thing that like you can wrap these canoes around a tree and then just get them out of the water, kick them back into shape. They pop back into shape and then just boom, you're good to go. Like it's an incredible material.
When do you, are you going to wrap yours around a tree?
I hope not to.
Okay.
I hope not to. And so like the other canoe that I have is somewhat similar. Like it's that tough where you beat it up and it doesn't matter.
Right.
But it weighs significantly more.
Right.
So they don't make it out of this material anymore.
They do not.
Is it like made out of asbestos or?
No. So actually for a long time, they couldn't figure out like
what the formulation was.
Well, so that was the thing, is that the company that made it stopped producing this material because for whatever reason they were selling it at a price point that they really weren't making any money off of it.
So rather than actually
like just upping the price for it, they just stopped making it because the only people who really bought it were canoe manufacturers, and it wasn't enough of a business that it actually made much of a difference.
Right.
And so then people started, and people had been making canoes out of like fiberglass and Kevlar and stuff like that, but those canoes, instead of being like $900 to $1,000, or $2,000 or $3,000, $4,000 to $6,000,
right,
like they're
right.
significantly more expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And then at that point in time, you're dropping the weight from like 60 pounds down to like 45-50 pounds. Mm-hmm. So like it's a difference, but it's not right. a huge difference.
Mm-hmm.
And that material is also not as forgiving as this stuff is.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, I've been looking for a canoe of this material for quite some time, and I saw a listing for it on Facebook up in Chicago, or just south of Chicago.
Okay.
And the guy also, like, he was listing it for $750, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And also had four really nice paddles and a couple of extra seats that went with it, and like these paddles are $150 a piece in and of themselves.
Uh-huh.
And so I contacted the guy and went up there, and it was fun. He was a scoutmaster for, you know, however many years.
Okay. Yep.
Raised his two boys in this canoe, like not literally, but you know,
that would have been interesting.
Took them out in the canoe all the time, and he was like, you know, I'm not telling my boys that I'm selling this thing. Uh-huh. They don't have any place to store it. Like, they can't do anything with it.
Uh-huh.
But they're going to be really upset that I'm selling this because this is major memories for them. Mm-hmm, it's like, this thing has been all over the boundary waters in between Canada, you know, a bunch of Boy Scouts.
Yeah, you know,
so on and so forth. Lots of history. The guy was an electrician.
Oh.
and, like, he actually knocked a significant amount off the price of the canoe, because he was so happy that somebody was going to be using the thing again.
Mm-hmm.
And like his wife came home, he's 70 something years old now,
you know,
and his wife came home while we were outside looking at the canoe and talking about it. And she walked up to me and she was like, "Sweetie, you are taking a piece of his heart with you today." You know,
just like,
it was fun. I sat there and had coffee with him for an hour and a half and we just chatted. It's a nice canoe.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nice canoe. I'm really excited about it. So anyways, I got a new canoe.
Uh-huh. Awesome.
New to you canoe.
New to me canoe. Yeah. 46 years old.
Uh-huh.
So my brother-in-law is the guy that I typically am going out canoeing with.
Mm-hmm.
And he was born the year this canoe was manufactured.
I was going to say, this canoe is older than you.
It is older than me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
Yep. And it is in great shape.
Uh-huh. Nice.
Because he babied it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Like you, except for your knee.
except for
Does the canoe have a bad knee?
I have yet to. I don't know. I haven't put it in the water yet. So we'll find out. We'll find out.
Which part of the canoe is the knee? Right.
Well, clearly it bends because you can wrap it around a tree. Yeah. So maybe that joint.
Find out next time on the Midwest Scrubcast.
No, and like there is a company that's made a material that's somewhat similar to it. So this older material is called Royalex, and a company recently developed something that they call T-Formex. But they're pricing it at a price point that like they are actually making money off of making this material.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so a similar canoe would be $2,000.
Right.
You know.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So paying $650 with four nice paddles and it was a steal.
Yeah. Noise.
Right. Super on. Excited. Well, about cool. Mm-hmm. Glad you got that.
Yeah. Me too. I was hoping to get it in the water this weekend, but it was too busy. I was too busy.
Yeah.
Too much stuff going on.
Turned out to be cold anyway, so
I would have just taken it up to a lake
just to paddle it around, yeah. 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 Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
Many.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Who?
Well, that feels like a good place.
It does.
To
it
slap
does.
The paddle.
It just feels like a good place.
Indeedy. All right. Well, say goodbye to the people, y'all.
Oh, well, I mean, bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. People, y'all.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hello, bye, y'all.
Excuse me. Lisa back.
Are you brainless?
No, not really, no.
The ability to speak does not make you intelligent. Don't do that again. Many Gungans will be killed.
Ah, Lucifer is well seen.